It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have no idea the physical toll. For something you have on a person.
Three of them?
Too many.
Good Lord. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The final buzz is coming up. We want you all, each and every one of you, listen to my voice.
Come on.
Join all of us for the best Cinco de Mayo party. We're all going to be out this Saturday from 4:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
At L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. That's 18th Street Northwest. We will all be down there. Buzz, Rob,
Beth Ann.
Love
Baby.
To meet you. Love to meet you.
Joe Artinger. It's going to be a fabulous Cinco de Mayo party. It's going to be 4:30 to 6:30. We are very excited. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com. And stay thirsty, my friends.
The beer will be cold, the women will not.
Yes, now back to the final buzz of the afternoon. And I'm getting kind of psyched about that party.
I think yeah, I can't wait.
We're looking forward to it.
Very good.
I'm excited to be anywhere.
Of course you are, Rob.
And you want fun? 9 hours of newly discovered film shows the late John Lennon discussing marijuana and politics and smoking one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The film was shot at Lennon's home.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
He was.
Okay.
And it was shot at his house in England by Yoko Ono's ex-husband.
The film,
the film also shows him rehearsing to be on Top of the Pops to perform a couple of songs, including Mind Games. We all been playing those
mind games. Oh, I love that song.
The film's been edited into a two-hour movie called 3 Days in the Life. Yoko Ono suing the producers, saying the film belongs to her. She got a judge to stop the movie from being released. All of this in court today in Boston.
Oh!
And speaking of rock stars and old film, it appears that reported Jimi Hendrix sex tape is real.
Ooh.
Certainly looks like him in the preview that's now online.
Does anybody really care, though?
Did you see any of the preview, Buzz?
I think so. Yes, I did.
I don't think it's him.
I think it is him.
You do? I think it looks like him.
Well, obviously, you guys care.
It's Argument Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, I was presented with a link, so I clicked.
I think you're both wrong.
Huh?
Uh-huh. How can that be?
I don't know.
The video itself will be available for $40 for those who do care. We just don't have a release date yet. The film features Hendrix enjoying the company of two women who just happen to be white.
Are the women hot?
You define hot.
Okay, so is it that kind of gross
60s,
70s? Yeah.
Yeah, they look like they'd be good at Woodstock.
Are they all covered with mud?
No.
No, not
this
muddy.
Indoors. This was filmed indoors.
Well, no, Woodstock was kind of muddy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the women at Woodstock.
Well, there were certain women that were kind of hot with the, with the tie-dyed shirts and stuff
Yeah, these women are kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, there you
kinda
go.
Kind of hot and kind of not.
I disagree.
A woman who was famous for making plaster casts of rock stars' things in the 70s made one for Jimmy.
And now bet your ass!
And now she produces this show.
And she says that's him in that old 8mm film. And from our What Does This Say About Us department, the Vanity Fair magazine website crashed this week from the rush of people trying to see the so-called inappropriate photos of Miley Cyrus.
Listen to me, people. You're being manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
The website logged 4 million hits before it crashed. The magazine hit the newsstands today.
This is an absolute no-lose for Miley Cyrus and company. The fact is, she's not going to continue forever doing the Disney type of crap.
Right.
She's not going to do that. So they can come out and get mad at her, and that actually helps her to transition into the adolescent era where she's going to be, the next Britney Spears or Hillary Duff.
And there's no truth to the rumor that she's one of the girls in the Jimi Hendrix movie. That's not true.
It's not her, Rob.
Vanity Fair's making a nice dollar off this as well.
But you got to do it right away. You know, you got to get on top of that guy right away and nail him and get
That's
it
right.
over with.
That's
Regis,
right.
Do not talk to young women that way.
Oh, Regis.
The favorite prostitute of former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer is suing Girls Gone Wild. Ashley Dupree wants $10 million from Joe Francis's video company.
Francis!
Ashley says Joe offered her $1 million to pose nude for some videos and for an interview. During the negotiations, Joe got hold of some nude videos she'd done 5 years ago, which he released on his website.
Okay.
And then, Ashley says, Joe reneged on his offer. And now he's releasing a 7-disc series of videos of Ashley without having to pay her a dime. And he has tape now to prove she gave him permission to use the video.
Are you 18?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what Girls Gone Wild is?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Can we use this on Girls Gone Wild?
Have I ever?
Can I use this on Girls Gone Wild?
Of course you can.
There it is.
You know what? Here's where this jerk gets into trouble.
I know.
He gets, yes, he got her permission, but she was 17 when she gave it, right?
18, supposedly.
I see. She says she was 17.
Ah, well.
False pretense is she had a fake ID.
Yeah, I mean, but does that mean that he's not going to get screwed for it down the road?
I think he's got an out.
But he's also the guy that's just gotten out of jail recently, so he can't be sure.
They're both fine, upstanding citizens, and I'm sure this will all be worked out in a court of law.
All I know is when the whole Spitzer thing came down, I saw that picture of her in the white bikini on the boat, and I say, bring it on. Now, that's something I would like to see.
You know what? I bet she marries Joe Francis.
Yes, sir.
I guess it's the romantic in me.
And they both make love to Jimi Hendrix.
And I'll buy that movie.
Very good.
An 8mm. Mm-hmm. An American scientist may have stumbled onto the key to developing a birth control pill for men.
Oh, your happy day, Buzz Burbank.
This has been discussed before, but Dr. Kevin Moore says he's found an enzyme that, when missing, prevents a sperm cell from bonding with an egg.
Oh, now you're getting all clinical on us.
You know what? That would be really great. It could prevent people from having painful surgeries.
Like vasectomies.
Yeah.
We haven't had an update on yours. Perhaps we have that on the Rob report tomorrow.
You know, I just was going through, when I was going through my wallet, I think I missed my last appointment for the test.
Aren't you about ready to renew your connubial relations?
Yeah, I'm almost ready to be absolutely safe. Okay. Watch out, ladies.
Very good, Rob.
And you're up on distemper shots?
Yes, I am.
Well, more reason for all the people to come out to the Cinco de Mayo party.
I'll set up my booth.
Rob can actually have relations with you and not father a child.
You know, and that'll disappoint some, but thrill many more.
So far, the male birth control pill has only been tested on mice. Dr. Moore hopes to start human testing.
With really small needles.
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor hopes to start human testing soon there in Oklahoma City. And can anyone think of a better place than Oklahoma to test a birth control pill?
Of course. I've been there. I've been to Oklahoma.
Now, they give it to the mice. The mice are with women? How does that work?
What do you say when you do the what? What did start that again? What was that question?
So they give the thing to the mice, then the mice are with women?
No, they actually do
the
it
mice,
with other female mice.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
just
thank you very much. Appreciate that. He's here all week.
I'd like the last moment
Rob,
back.
Turn your microphone off for the last part of the show. Thank you very much.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Finally, speaking of tension,
yes.
The tension has been overwhelming these last.
It was so good up until that point.
It was.
I was so pleased. I was so very happy. No, that thing with the replay was real bad before too.
That was bad.
The two bad parts of the show. But other than that, I'm real happy.
I was thinking with Stuart Little with Gina Davis.
I don't mind you talking towards the end of the show, but just to take a breath occasionally, just a little bit. When you're doing the nyah, it kind of drives me crazy. And when you hear this sound. That's how you'll know that, okay? Please, thank you. Very good. Now he's nodding and he's not saying anything.
That's because we're
it's
have
bliss.
To go.
Very good.
The tension's been overwhelming these last 7 months as viewers waited to
tell
see
me about it.
If gay teenagers Noah would ever kiss again on Days of Our Lives. The American Family Association was watching when the boys finally did kiss again. The group called it repulsive. That's their word for hot.
Mm-hmm.
The AFA says it represents, quote, the traditional family values, which, of course, is code for we're afraid of gays.
You're a member of that organization.
And on the Greek island of Lesbos.
Lesbos!
No snickering.
Yeah, baby!
There's a very serious lawsuit that's been filed by the island's residents against a group of lesbians. The residents of Lesbos are arguing in court that they are the real lesbians and that no one else has the right to use that name, especially lesbians.
I am a gay American.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Rob, you know I kid because I love.
And you know, Mike, I love you right back.
Thanks so much. We're going to have a very, very good time tomorrow on the program. We're going to talk to Leslie David Baker. He is on The Office, and he will be joining
Stanley.
Us. Stanley. He is a great, great character on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, tomorrow we will be talking to a guy that supports roadkill. I have no idea what this is about, but it could be very, very interesting.
Whatever.
Point,
right?
Counterpoint.
Our thanks to Rob Roy McInnes from Glades Herp Farms. If you want to buy a cobra for Mother's Day, go to gherpfarm.com. Also, Robert Mailman, thanks for coming on the show. Go to ilikehookers.com. We'll have a very good time. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Herpetology One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, wine after beer, have no fear. Beer after wine, feel just fine. That means you can drink it all.
No matter what?
That's the way I understand
Attaboy.
It. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Have a good show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.